Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good afternoon, rodeo fans. Welcome to another Making Eight live tailgate party. We're broadcasting live from Port Charlotte, Florida, with the Southern States Bull Riding. We're getting ready to get this show underway right about now. We got the bull riders lining up for the introductions. They've got bulls in the chute. Want to let you all know Doug Walker's going to be the special guest announcer tonight. We've got Adrian Peterson and Yama Summerall are going to be the bullfighters. We've got some great stock contractors down here. They brought some great bulls, and we've got some standoff bull riders. Let me tell you, these guys are getting ready to get it on right here. We got guys like Clay McIntyre. We got Wagner Luciano. We got guys like T-Toss Mick. He's starting things off right in 2010. We've got Kenny Hammock, one of the Rookie of the Year guys for 2009. He's down here tonight with us. We've got Jason Wade, the Miaka City Cowboy. We got a lot in store for you, rodeo fans. Y'all, get ready to get a grip with Making Eight Live down here in Port Charlotte, Florida. Y'all stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making Eight is a winner.
Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hats, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you open with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you've got to eat. You think of what your daddy said, if your money should run low, just call, I'll send you bus fare to come home. But you're just too proud to take it, and home won't be the same. Now you've had a taste of rodeo. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. Your money's gone, except the $20 bill, but that's your fees to enter old Cheyenne. And all that's in your favor is you and your try, and a deep, gnawing, desperate need to win. As you step out on the highway with your thumb up in the air, in your mind the promise has been made. If there's a way of life don't kill you, or you don't starve to death, you swear you'll be the champion someday. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, to satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were were born to follow rodeo. Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans, live from Port Charlotte, Florida. It's Makin8.com. You're listening to us. We're bringing you the Southern States bull riding action right here, right now. They're still getting ready to get this show started. Looks like they're getting started just a little late. We're waiting on the introductions here. Going to be taking place momentarily. Rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. I'm telling you, get a grip with Makin8. We'll be right back.
How you doing, folks? This is Donnie Newman with the Southern States Bull Riding Association, and you're listening to the SSBR on Makin8.com.
My children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Aloha, aloha, hey. Aloha, aloha, hey. Dixie was a lady and a rodeo queen. Billy was a lover, oh, you know what I mean. Billy rode the bulls in a big rodeo. Dixie loved the man and she told him so. Dixie loved the man and she told him so. Brought a bad bull to the big rodeo. Said he killed a man out of New Mexico. Dixie said, Billy, please don't go. Don't ride that killer in the rodeo. You're the only man I love. I need you so.
Dixie looked her right in the eye. Said, I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I ride wild bull just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me. Billy rode that killer out of New Mexico. He rode across the Rockies through the rain and the snow. Rode across the desert to the shining sea. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Aloha, aloha, hey. Aloha, aloha, hey. Billy rode that bull around the world and then he rode him out to Jupiter and back again. Picked up Dixie, away they did fly. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. And I could hear Billy say, he said, I'd rather be a lover than a fighter of wars. Be from Oklahoma than the nebulous stars. Spent a lot of time in some honky-tonk bars. From Memphis to the China Sea. Yeah. From Memphis to the China Sea. And I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pappy was a pistol, I'm the son of a gun. I ride wild bulls just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me.
Hi, this is Brian Corson, and you listen to Making8.com.
They just put me in the shoe, someone's trying to ride me. Tighten up the ropes, they don't know what's inside me. Little Yellow Jacket is my name, and hurting cowboys is why I came. I'm rolling on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back.
I'm drooling out my nose and digging in the dirt. Now I'm thinking about the next cowboy I'm gonna knock down. I'm reindeer dipping, ain't no Christmas coming early. Heard you riding good, but that really don't concern me. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back.
On a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and then shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat. I fuck them all off in no time flat, then shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back. On your
of a big cuss getting tore up from the floor up.
I'm gonna push my luck,
pull the gate and try to make 8 on an earthquake high stake. It makes your bones ache.
Hey, hey,
I'm losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp it. I gotta get a good grip and set it off like a rocket. Going to the moon and back again. Baby, what a wild trip. I'm crack-a-lacking like a bullwhip. I'm patting down with a tight fit. Yeah, it's a rock and roll rodeo. You know I'm gonna stomp. Yeah. Like a whirlwind, gonna spin chock full of adrenaline. Kick it in, and here we go again. Like nitro, gonna blow up like pyro, baby, for the big show. Tremble like a domino.
What a way to go.
The crowd is losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp kick. I gotta get a good grip and set it off like a rocket. Going to the moon and back again. Baby, what a wild trip. I'm crack-a-lacking like a bullwhip. I'm patting down with a tight fit. Yeah, it's a rock and roll rodeo. You know I'm gonna
welcome back, rodeo fans. We are live in Port Charlotte, Florida with the Southern States Bull Riding. That's right. Introductions are done, and it is bull riding time right down here on a Saturday night. We are already sliding down to our first bull rider. Bull rider, our buck and shoot number 5. There he goes. Oh, Ty Harris, one of team making 8. Out to the right, back around to the left now. Oh, yeah, he is getting it. Oh, got the whistle. He's up and out of there. Great job for that cowboy. Like we said, team making 8 zone, Ty Harris. He's looking to make a rebound. Starting off 2010 on a good note here lately. Going to find out what the judges score him. Nice way to start it off. He was on a bull from Doug Walker called RW.
Looking down on my pad here, good little spotted bull. Looks like everybody forgot
Want to let you all rodeo fans know, Doug Walker is going to be our announcer down here. One of the top Florida Cowboys to ever come out. Rode really back in the 80s and 90s, I believe. Adrian Peterson and Yama Summer are all bullfighters tonight. They're going to score him a 69 with an option. 69 with an option. We're going to find out what the judges thought about that one. We're not sure who the judges are tonight with the Southern States Bull Riding, but I'll tell you what, they're not making some good friends. That ride looked pretty nice. But 69 is going to go up on the board. We're waiting to see what Ty's going to do, see whether or not he's going to actually take this ride. The Arcadia Cowboy, they call him Big Red, I'll tell you. Big, tall cowboy. He got long legs. I tell you what, he knows how to get a grip on them bulls.
I'll tell you what, Doug, I'm over here with Ty Harris right now, and I'm going to ask him what he wants to do right here. He wants to take his re-ride on 150 Red Man, or what do you want, Ty?
Oh, Ty Harris is going to take the re-ride. He's got Red Nanner drawn for the re-ride bull, so we're going to find out, see him here just a little bit later on. Looks like they're trying to get a bull out of the arena now. Having a little trouble with this guy. I tell you what, it is a big down here too, rodeo fans. I am. I'm surprised to see the temperature drop as much as it did, but I'll tell you what, we are not complaining down here in Florida. Want to remind you as well, we are going to be in Fort Myers on the 21st with the Diamond W Rodeo Productions and the Southern States Bull Riding. That is put on by Doug Walker. Going to be putting on an event down there. Of course, Rob Smets is going to be down here doing the announcing for it. We got Ross Hill. Couple of guys jumping on board with Making Eight here recently. These guys are getting a grip with Making Eight. We hope that you will too. Hopefully get some shows lined up for you rodeo fans back at home. Y'all be able to tune in and listen to these guys. All right. Bullfighters trying to get that bull turned towards them. He's just kind of looking at him, not sure what's going on with that bull. All right, rodeo fans, I'll tell you, we are getting a grip down here in Port Charlotte, Florida with the Southern States Bull Riding. Want to remind you that we are also going to be down in LaBelle, Florida for the SSBR finals in January. We look forward to that. Italio Aguilar is going to be the next cowboy. Italio Aguilar is going to be the Brazilian cowboy. He's going to be on a Mike McDowell bull. They call him Elvis. Looks like they turned a second bull out there. He got too many players on the field now. Tell you what, guys are hitting for the fence. Bullfighters out there still trying to round these fellas up. All right. There they go. They're heading for the outgate now. All right. Italio Aguilar is going to be the next cowboy. The Brazilian, they call the bull Elvis. We're going to find out what he's made of. Going to be coming out of bucket shoot number four. Thanks a lot. Keeping it all organized. Going up and down those chutes, making sure the riders are ready when they're supposed to be.
what an easy job, believe me. I'd like to mention while we're waiting on this next person, Inman Marine. They're one of our sponsors here tonight. I'd like to thank you for their support. And anybody that's over there behind the bleachers, they've got a pontoon boat over there.
Yeah, all right. Here we go. Looks like the Italio is getting his rope pulled now. Going to be a left-handed bull rider with a left-handed delivery. See if that bull turned back right into his hand.
I'd also like to mention, we got a group of girls going around here throughout the bleach. Oh, just one girl right here.
We're not ready to go here, Doug. Hold on.
We got 50-50 in raffle tickets. Set up your eyes, Chopper.
There we go, Italio. Bull's out to the left now. Turn him around to the left, trying to pull him down in the well. Italio staying out. Oh! Not sure if he's going to be able to make that whistle. He tried keeping his free arm up, kind of crossed over. Not sure. Going to find out what the ruling is.
I'll tell you what, Doug. I'm down here with the judge right here next to me. They're putting their hand slapping their hand to their wrist, which you know what that means.
Yeah.
He did slap the bull. 7.75, and they don't have a review down here for the Southern States Bull Riding. Tough luck for that Brazilian cowboy. They're going to move on down to bucket shoot number 3 now.
They don't allow you to ride with 2 hands. You got to keep 1 hand free in the air. You can't touch your equipment or the bull with your free hand. I tell you, I've seen some bull riding events, PBR on television here recently. It was some real close calls in some of these bull rides where the guy lost thousands of dollars by just a fraction of an inch of barely brushing the bull with his free hand, and it's terrible when that happens, but that's the rules.
For you rodeo fans that don't know, we have been following the PBR finals, and hopefully you have been too. Congratulations to Caleb Sanderson making a fantastic ride last night. We still got 3 more go-rounds left, starting with tonight. 9 o'clock. It's going to be starting in about a half an hour. Rodeo fans, there's nothing wrong back watching the PBR finals on TV, tuning in to MakingAid.com and listening to this. All right, looks like BJ Carter is going to be the next bull. Oh, yep. BJ Carter from St. Cloud, Florida is going to be on another Mike McDowell bull. He's going to be on a bull they call Sox. Not real sure. We've never seen him out here. It's going to be a for us. BJ Carter, one of the most upstanding cowboys. This guy knows how to get a grip down here in Florida. One of the good Florida cowboys. All right. We actually had at one point, we had a video clip of BJ Carter on our website. We're looking to put that back on now that we made the new changes to MakingAid.com. It's a nice little documentary about bull riding, about rodeos, and about how we do it down here in the South. All right. Bull's passing by now. Trying to get him rounded up now.
You don't want one that's belly dragging the ground, can't move fast, kind of like me.
All right. Ooh, Carl's out there in the middle of the arena doing some ringside announcing with Doug Walker. And let me tell you, that, they are getting they're putting on kind of a show there, Carl. Boy, he had to cut the corner. They got 2 bulls out in the arena. They're trying to get the one back. And the one made a beeline for Carl. He's going to lose it there. Great job for the bullfighters, though. They got these guys rounded up. They're just trying to get them in the out gate. All right. All right, they're trying to get them back.
Inside Civic
Center.
We're going to have some of the best cowboys in the
Southeast. Yeah, right. Still having problems getting these guys out of there.
Behind us is our rodeo club, 5-time world champion Rob Smith. He's retired now. He's the bullfighter on the PBR for years and exciting, and I'd sure like to see all you guys.
Oh, man. Tell you what, these guys are having some trouble. November 21st, Drewson. It was a good show. Rob Smets could be down there doing the announcing. They're going to have Ross Hill and Weasel down there doing the bullfighting. And if you all heard the broadcast from Manatee Civic Center, not sure how it came across down there on the other end. We know we had some issues being right by the speakers, but let me tell you, that was one heck of a good show. And the bullfighters did a fantastic job. And I'll tell you what, they have got the cavalry out there in the arena trying to round these bulls up and get them in there. These guys just not wanting to head back there behind the pen. All right. Looks like they got themselves a target. Heading for home now. Right on, rodeo fans. DJ Carter taking his rap now. Going to be on a bull they call Sox. One of Mike McDowell's. Like I said, we do have Mike McDowell, Doug Walker, Jamie Randant, and Chris Stewart down here tonight.
DJ Carter, I've seen him make some outstanding rides in the high 80s, 90s, plenty of time. I don't
know. Tell you what, they keep having issues. We might have to check in with Miss Kelly over there. She's doing the videotaping for us tonight. We know she's on the microphone. Want to say hi to her. All right, here we go. Well, B.J. Carter going to be coming out of bucket shoot number 3. Down here live at Port Charlotte with bull riding in the Red Band Pro Series Challenge. I believe this is going to be the second to last event down here before the championship for the 2009 season. They will crown an SSBR Red Band Pro Series champ. All right, here comes BJ now. He's getting up on his rope. All right, bulls out to the left now. Oh, yeah, BJ sitting with him now. Putting a little spur into him, sitting to the front. Oh, yeah, great job for that cowboy. We're going to have a bull on the bull that likes. Bull sat there real nice, just spun right into his hand, had a seat on him the whole time. 69 right now is the score, but Ty Harris took that off the board with a re-ride. We're going to see him down here a little bit later on. Waiting on these judges to get them scores together. All right. 78 score for B.J. Carter. All right, they're sliding down to buck and shoot number 2 now. Not sure who the cowboy is. Robson Bueno from Brazil. Oh, we got another Mike McDowell. Bull they brand 401. We'll see what this Brazilian cowboy can do right here. Haven't seen too much of this cowboy in the SSBR. These guys starting off the 2010 season, and we haven't been at all the events. All right, rodeo fans. There he goes, bucket shoot number 2, getting up on his rope. Nope. Looks like the bull's squatting a little bit in the chute. There he goes. He's calling for him. out to the left, back around to the right now, away from his hand. Oh, Robson's got himself a seat on him, kind of hop-skipping. Yep, another qualified ride for that cowboy. Oh, get out of there. Yama taking a shot right in. Hope he's all right. Yama and Adrian did a great, Brian Adrian. Those two cowboys are really getting it on, those bullfighters. Gonna find out what the judges are gonna score him. He did lose the flank rope, so they're gonna give him an option for a re-ride. Not sure what the score is gonna be first.
Seventy-one
with an option for a reride.
Came off during the ride. And as we all know, what the judgment on that is, you do get an option of a reride.
Go find out if Rodson will take it.
Looks like you don't want it. That's a universal sign for I don't want it.
All right.
Like this.
That's
all right, the Brazilian cowboy decides he's going to take his score, 71. All right. Looks like they're going to slide down to the other end of the bucket shoot number 8 right now. Going to be a right-handed delivery bucket shoot. Rodeo fans, when we say right and left-handed deliveries, what we're talking about is when that gate opens, that bull's going to come out to the left or he's going to come out to the right. So, you know, when we're referring to right or left-handed deliveries, that's what we're talking about. Want to let you know, too, that the object of the deal is the bull rider's going to have his spurs in his glove and a rope, and that's what he's going to have to hold on to. And he's got to stay 8 seconds. They got two judges down here tonight. Each judge is going to judge the rider 25 and the bull 25 for a total of 100 points. Right now, our event leader, B.J. Carter, with a score 78. They got Robson Bueno sitting in second with a score 71. Now, if they don't get enough riders, and I believe they're bringing 6 back to the short go, if they don't get enough of the riders, then they will go off the times where Ty Harris has actually made an 8-second ride and took the reaction. All right, here we go. Austin Gross is going to be the next cowboy. Oh, brought down before the 8-second whistle. Bull come around to the right, bucking real hard, and just not able to stay with him. So tough luck for Austin Gross tonight. Going to be brought down short. Short of the 8 seconds.
I know how he got his name, man. That's a freaky self of gun now.
They call the bull Freak Show. Oh, bull headed for the out gate. Decided to turn around and head back. And I mean, he's putting guys up.
And cowboys getting up on top of that thing. They're not really scared. They're just trying to get over and get a better look.
All right, there they go. 406 Freak Show. Carl Folletti's going to be doing some of the co-announcing tonight with Doug Walker. He's down there actually in the arena. Well, I tell you, I think he's getting a funny man job down there. He is entertaining the crowd. All right. Looks like buck and shoot number 8 right now. All right, rodeo fans, while we got a second, we're going to take a short break. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get a grip with MakingEight.com. This is Chaz Fish, the local bullfighter and air personality for Making Eight Outreach Ministries.
All right, we're back. Bucket shoe number 8 is where we're going. Not sure who the next cowboy is.
That's how they're getting all these top red bulls at the PBR. It's like when you get a top.
Tell you what, we may even have to slide down back behind the bucking chutes for the short go, rodeo fans. That's where the action is at. We love being back there talking with the cowboys.
Hey, Doug, we're going to go down here to bucking chute number 8. Another Brazilian bull rider.
Another Brazilian bull rider. Going to be Eli Silva. Going to be on a Jamie Randam bull they call Phosphate.
On the chemistry table as K.
K on the chemistry table. K.
They tell me I
gotta
get out of the way. Hold on.
Like
kick butt.
That's right.
Kick butt.
I don't know where his name's
K. Kick butt.
Ball state.
What is it?
All right, Eli Silva. Here he goes. The Brazilian cowboy. Out to the right. Spinning hard to the left now. Real flat spin. Now he's bucking. Woo! I'll tell you what. He's giving him all he can. But Eli Silva staying with him. Great job for the bullfighters. Tell you what, these guys have no quit in them. He was back, pulled back on his riding arm, stayed with the bull the whole time. And, I mean, even when that bull had some drop kick to him in that spin, he was really able to stick with him. Great job for that cowboy.
Very athletic. Some of these bulls, 17, 1800 can jump over the moon. It's unbelievable how athletic some of these animals can be. All right, we're looking to the judges.
All right, looking to see what the scores are.
I tell you, these two, the Brazilian riders, they know how to make it to the 8-second look, and they're tough to get on the ground.
All right.
Walker, I'm over here with the judges once again. They tally this score up to 75 points.
Right? 75 points for Eli Silva.
That's 75. That puts him in second place overall. Second place in the
field. All right, that's good enough to get him second for the time. But let me tell you, we got some cowboys here ready to ride. We got Wagner Luciano. We've got Kevin Rooster McKeeman. We've got Jason Wade down here still yet to go. And I'm telling you what, we've got more Brazilians down here. These guys are looking to get it on. We've got Josh Brown. We've got Ty Harris for his re-ride option.
Right now, we're getting
all right.
A good ride here tonight. So far, we got a
78
in first.
All right, they got that bull out of the arena.
And a 69 with an Oscar Marie ride. Four qualified rides so far. I think that looks pretty good.
What
do you folks think? You enjoying the bull
riding
so far?
All right. All right, here we go.
Yeah, I'm saying. Hey, Doug, I'm down here on the other far end of the arena. I'm standing here next to this big old sign right here. Y'all been watching the PBR this weekend? Anybody been watching the PBR? Y'all see a boy named Caleb Sanderson out there? See this sign right here? It says Caleb Sanderson. That's the 2008 Southern State Bull Riding Champion.
He's down there talking about Caleb Sanderson.
Walker's a good friend with him and his
great. Great job for that guy. He's a 2008 SSBR champion. Now he's up on the PBR tours.
Uncle, one of my best friends, died last year, 39 years old, Levi Kim. Y'all might know him. One of the best men I ever knew in my life died at unexpectedly 39 years old.
All right. Looks like they're going to fly on down to buck and shoot number 9.
He's a great Christian bull rider, and he knows how to ride bulls. He just made it this year into the top 45 of the PBR, and we're all cheering for him. He's been really doing good at the finals. Going to be 90 points the other night. Just keep cheering him on. We're all doing the same. Yeah, Doug, I believe that.
Did you tell these folks
that
Caleb was 90 points last night on the chicken on the tree?
I didn't see it, but I saw the 90
points, right?
I didn't see the ride. I saw it come on afterwards. I missed the actual ride. But
right, I'm sorry, we're going to go to Janier Bastos right here on the bull call. Funky Cole Medina.
Janier Bastos is going to be the next cowboy up.
Janier. I tell you what, Brazilian
another Brazilian cowboy. Let me tell you, these guys are coming over looking to make some money and turn it up in the Florida rank. The bull's going to be out to the right, back around to the left. Oh, yeah, he's still off to the right, not able to stay with him. Janir Bastos, tough luck for that cowboy. Going to be on a Bull Ray Brand 350. One of Jamie Rand dance bulls.
Keep your head down on a bull like that, you'll lose sight of the front end, and when you do that, you hit.
Tell you what, bull come out real hard to the right. I mean, fly spinning, spinning around, turned back into his hand. Thought Janir was going to have him, and unfortunately just kind of got rocked back on his arm, got split off to the right-hand side. And went down when the bull cut back to the left. So, going to be a no score for Janir Bastos. All right, looks like they're
four qualified rides so far.
Going back down to buck and shoot number eight.
That's right. They take the top six back. Is that right? Call the top six, come back to the short round. All right. I'll tell you what, Doug, this is the one that folks probably want to come here to watch.
All right.
Y'all might know Wagner Luciano.
Wagner Luciano is going to be the next cowboy. Another Brazilian, 2009. Right now he is the season leader. They still have finals left to compete. But let me tell you, Wagner Luciano started things off in 2010, ready to roll. Him and Rooster McKeeman are sitting in first and second place. I mean, these guys here just have no quit. But I'll tell you what, we know Wagner is on his way. He's looking to get on the PBR Tour. He's actually going to be riding in two events next weekend, one in Louisiana, one in Arcadia, Florida for the PBR. We look to see him make some money down there and get on tour. He's on a Jamie Randette Bull Bay Brand 044. Not sure if he's seen this bull before or just what, but talked to him earlier. He said, oh, yeah, good bull, good bull. So I think Wagner's got something for him. He's going to make a ride right here.
All right, how many people think he's going to ride in this bull? All right, you hearing that, Wagner? There's a lot of these folks behind you. Bear down. Don't make them fart.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Wagner Luciano going to be coming out of buck and shoot number eight. Wagner taking his rap right now. All right, he's getting up on his rope now.
Looks like he's ready. Sliding up on his rope, got to get a good tight seat. Bear down, ride your boy.
All right.
Some of these cowboys wear a helmet like you see this one wearing. That's a good idea. Back when I was riding.
He's nodding. Calling for the gate. Pulls out to the right. Oh, round hard. Wagner's staying with him now. Flash spinning. And I mean, Wagner's digging some spur into him. Oh, yeah, he's got himself an eight-second ride there. On the ground now, great job for the bullfighters getting him up so he can get out of the arena.
Right for Wagner. I told you he wasn't going to come down. I can bet my money on him anytime. Good thing.
Wagner Luciano. Great job for that cowboy. Come out, spinning to the right, real flat spin. Wagner able to stay up on his rope, which is where you need to be when you have a bull that's real flat spinning. You know, it's all about the balance there and staying out of the pot, staying out of the well, trying not to get brought down. But we're going to see what the scores are from the judges there coming in. Judges are kind of scoring in kind of low all the way around tonight. So, if you ask me, I mean, I think that he's got, he's probably got about 76. But that's just my guess, and I'm not the judge. We're going to find out what they have.
Get in touch with Carl Saletti. He'll show you how to get your name out here, get it promoted. So if we can help you guys sell a little bit more of your product, just like over here at Engman Marine. They got some great products. Got a barn tooth boat over here you need to really take a look at. They'll hook you up with a good product, and you will get a good deal.
All right. Looks like the judges are kind of huddled up there. They're trying to figure out what's going on with the scores.
All right. Still waiting on the score. Do y'all need a calculator?
Looks like they're talking to Wagner now.
We're sitting here contemplating this whole deal. Now, that first score was 34 points right now in the rule book. 34 below is a mandatory rewrite if he wants it. He's contemplating if he wants to take this bull or not, but he's got to do it before the next guy comes out.
All right.
They got rules that they're that low. It's automatically a win.
They scored the bull
34.
72 would be the score.
But the bull score was so low, you get that optimum rear off. He said he's going to keep that score.
All right. Wagner Luciano is going to take the score 72.
That's exactly right. Put it in third place unofficially. I think that's a pretty smart move because we're getting. We're getting on down about halfway through the bull riders tonight.
Yeah, all right. Looks like they're going to be going down to bucket shoot number five now. To find out who the cowboy is. He's already got his pull. He's up on his rope.
That's some short rounds. What they do, the top six come back.
Clay Wooten is going to be the next cowboy. Bulls out to the right now, spinning real hard. Oh, back around to the left. Changed directions on him, and Clayton not able to stay with him. Going to be a buck off there. Tough luck for that cowboy. Had a lot of try there. The Arcadia cowboy staying with him. Bull come around to the right. Looks like Clayton kind of got real comfortable with that. Had himself a good seat on him. Bull come around to the left, and Clayton just wasn't ready for it, so it's going to be a no score. He was on Jamie Randance, Bull Bay Brand 310.
All right. These fans around here, they get out here rain or shine. I've been here a lot of times when it was freezing cold or hotter than blazes, and they always come.
Right now, B.J. Carter is going to be the event leader with a score of 78, followed by Eli Silva with a score of 75, then Wagner Luciano with a score of 72.
This cowboy right here gets it covered a lot of times, but he's on the bull. 011 the club.
All right. Kenny Hammock's going to be the next cowboy.
Oh, yeah. I remember this bull. Black bull.
The Winter Haven cowboy is going to be on a bull for Jamie Randant. They brand 011, 011. Kenny Hammock, 2009 Rookie of the Year leader. We're going to find out if he can maintain that in the finals. Kenny Hammock started off 2010 all right there at the Manatee Civic Center making a good ride. I believe he drew a paycheck down there. All right, here goes Kenny Hammock out to the left. Spinning away from his hand. Kenny's got himself a seat. Now he's kind of flattening out on it, turning real hard. Oh, yeah, that's a qualified ride. Oh, Kenny, get up out of there. Yama Summerall, Kenny taking a little shot.
That young man's life, and I tell you what, he took a little shot
on his leg there. Not sure how that's going to plan out, but.
I heard something snap. I'm not sure what it was, though. Well, hopefully he's all right.
That's what everybody's saying down here.
Let's check you out. That Yama Summerall is one of the toughest guys I've seen.
One of the toughest bullfighters around. You know, Doug Walker's talking about him right now. Looks like we may end up having to slide down there, rodeo fans. We're going to have to go down and probably take a look at him. We're working on it right now. We're going to go in there and take a peek at rodeo fans. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to take a short break while we take a look at Yama Summerall, rodeo fans. Y'all stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
That was a good run. All right. Is the medic right here handy? Do we need him?
No, he's going to come out.
All right. Put your hands together for y'all to come on. I'm going to tell you what. Hands to the good man down. That guy's silver and leather now.
We're sorry about that. We didn't get a chance to get over and check a Yama. Yama's actually out walking around. I believe he's going to make his way outside the arena here. We may have to slide down and check up with him. But while we're away, Kenny Hammock is your new leader with a score of 85 points. Let me tell you, these guys, you know, really gave it to him. Kenny Hammack really earned that 85 points. I mean, he was digging real hard. All right, Rodeo fans, we're going to slide on down and check on Yama Summerall. Y'all stay tuned, Rodeo fans. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Corson, and you listen to Making8.com.
Get a grip of Making8.com. This is Chaz Fish, the local bullfighter and air personality for Making 8 Outreach Ministries.
If you got it, find a door. Cause this ain't the place to find out you ain't cowboy to the core.
I got a number on my back, startup shaft,
spurs strapped to my boots.
The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite, waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side,
like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, not my head, let go and get cowboy. Some say I'm crazy, right out of my mind. Cause rank bulls with slinging horns is how I spend my time. It ain't just the money, the buckles, or the crowd roar. It's what gives me what I've got to be, and that's cowboy to the core.
I got a number on my back, startup chap,
first strap to my boots.
The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite, waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side,
like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, not my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. I've had my share of bad wrecks, I had more breaks than I've got bones. There ain't no better high than to hear that whistle before I feel the flow. I got a number on my back, startup cap, first strap to my boots. The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite, waiting to blow sky high in the shoes.
I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side,
like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my road, not my head, let go and get cowboy to the core. Yeah, cowboy to the core.
understand why her loving son wants to be a rodeo man. And your daddy had a whole lot of great big plans for you. You hate to disappoint him, but you got other things to do. Now your best girl thinks it's time you settle down. You finally graduated and she's ready for a wedding gown. But there's a great big world just waiting out there for you. And if she really loves you, she can wait another year or two. And nobody really knows how you feel inside. The road gets rough and the going gets tough, but you know you've got to try. Now your high school buddies say, man, you've gone insane. They're all working 9 to 5, you put loose and fancy free. And nobody really knows how you feel inside. The road gets rough and the going gets tough, but you know you've got to try. And there ain't no way you're ever gonna change your mind. Don't everybody know a cowboy's got to ride. Feel
Hey there, rodeo fans. This is Kelly Scott's wife. I'm just going to fill in for you real quick here. We had one bull rider come out. I did not catch who the bull rider was. He made a 74.5-point ride. As soon as we find out who that is, we'll let you know who that was. We also had Cole Wooten come out. He was bucked off. He had a good try. He's an Arcadia boy. He was on Chris Stewart's 647. And I'm not sure who we got coming up next. Well,
this is one of them.
Let me see who's coming up next year.
He's familiar with, but he comes from Fresno. He's bound to ride some bulls. Cole Childers.
Cole Childers, you bet. That bell's my
Cole Childers.
A lot of those old country bulls over there.
He's up next. He's on another one of Chris Stewart's bulls, branded number 52. He comes straight out of the bucket, shoots around to the right, and he off the bull. The bull made that turn, and he just came off the side of that bull. He's going to get a buck off there.
I would like to mention one more time, this young lady walking right in front of the fans here in the orange shirt, she's got 50-50 and raffle tickets. It goes for a good cause with 50-50 works. You buy all the
Scott's still over there taking a look at Yama's foot, ankle. I believe he broke it. I'm not sure if he's wrapping it up for him to help him.
5-5-10.
He will be back with us shortly.
And
until then, I'll do the best that I can. So just bear with us. We got Steve Bryan up next. Let's see. Steve Bryan is on another one of Chris Stewart's bulls, 394.
Take a little time for him to get ready since he's about 58 years old. You probably know what I'm talking about, don't you, Doug?
I got a pretty good idea. Real nice guy, him and his family.
That's right.
His wife takes great pictures over here, sells them. Teresa Bryant and her husband, real nice guy, Steve Bryant.
He actually is, how old are you, Steve? 62? He's talking to me, he's trying to get on a bull.
He might get off that bull and whip your tail and keep it up.
Hold on, no blink, folks.
Steve Bryant's up next. He looks like he's getting ready, and he comes out. Round to the right, and he's got him. He's got him. Oh, that's the ball. Oh.
Man.
That was.
Man.
He had a fast spinning bull to the right, and I thought he was going to get it, and he just got sucked down in the well on that bull.
I was about to come out.
He was looking real good. He came close. He had to have had at least a 7-point something ride.
That boy had it going on. The T-Force has got the best 7-footing out.
He had it.
Great.
He just got sucked into that well.
Well, that's a heck of a bull ride.
But he has to be proud of that ride, that's for sure.
I tell you what, they didn't see the hard time about his age, but I tell you, I applaud anybody that wants to stay in shape, get out here and have fun every weekend like that. I wish I could still do it.
All right, let's see who's up next.
Trying to get
this bull out of the arena still.
Look at all you fans. Yeah, I had a guy back here behind me, a friend of mine, said, look, now, you're old enough to be some of these guys' grandfather. You don't have to remind them. Up until last week, I didn't need these eyes to see them.
Let's see. Try to get the name of this next bull rider coming out of shoot number two.
Got a face to back. Your eyes are fading, along with a lot of other things.
All right, Doug. I know you're waiting for me to tell you who's up next. We got a little treat ahead of us, a wild child from Lake Wales, Florida. Rooster McKinnon, I know you got
Rooster McKinnon.
He's a wild child. He's going to get some.
Coming out of buck and shoot number two. He's getting ready, pulling up on his rope. Calling for the gate. Oh, come out bucking hard and run to the left. Oh, and he blows his rope.
Man, I tell you what, you don't see that cowboy.
You don't see Rooster buck off very often. Rooster is a good bull rider. He blew his rope there. That bull came out. Come out bucking hard and then cut around to the left.
Hard to stay in the middle.
Just snapped that rope right out of his hand.
I tell you what, we've been looking at a few bulls from Peace River Rodeo Company, that's right over here in Arcadia, Florida, Chris Stewart. Pretty good little bull from.
How about it, folks? Y'all ain't trying to bet I can say far tonight.
Looks like we're about better than halfway through the first round of the bull riding.
I tell you what, I hadn't been melting any shows in a long time.
Going down to the other end of the arena, down to bucket shoot number seven.
Calling the shots for you guys, you're a lot of fun. All right, moving down.
See if I can't plug in my camera while I'm here.
I tell you what, Doug, we're over here at bucket shoot number seven to a cowboy we haven't seen in a long time from Wachula, Florida. Josh Brown, another Josh.
We got Josh Brown and Buckin' Shoot number seven.
Yeah, very polite cowboy. I hadn't seen him around running to him the night earlier. Ask him where
he's tightening up his rope right now.
I've been healing up and I'm coming back wide open. I've got to watch out. I'm coming with my hammer cocked and my powder dry. I'm going to start taking him back. Let's see what he can get done tonight. I tell him to put the money in his mouth.
He's way down the other end of the ring. Looks like he's pulling up on his rope. Getting ready to take his nod.
Oh,
all right, nod his head, and here he comes. Comes out of the chute, fucking hard, and then around to the right. He's got it. Oh!
Man, it's a G-30. This ball is coming to bust tonight, ain't he?
That boy just got a little soft off to the side there and just couldn't get himself back up on that bull.
I tell you what.
He tried hard, that's for sure. But he just couldn't get enough in there to get him up there.
I tell you, I'd be proud of that, baby.
That was Josh Brown. Another one of Chris Stewart's bulls, number 337.
No score for Josh, but Man, I'll tell you, I hate to see that cowboy come down. He had one heck of a ride started.
And we're going to go down to bucket sheet number 8 now.
The bear is just kind of, that bear is too fast, jerking out the end of his arm.
I find out who the cowboy is down there.
When you get in the groove on one of these fast spinning bears, 8 seconds can feel like an eternity, but I'll tell you, when you jump off of one of those spinning bulls on your feet and you're making about an 88 and 94 ride, there's no better feeling in the world.
Hey, Doug, I'm over here. I'm about to shoot on the road with the next cowboy. Now, this cowboy right here is from Honduras. That is another country, another part of the world. Sergio Andrade.
Sergio. Sorry, I can't pronounce the name. He's from Honduras. He's up next.
Well, there's your cowgirls from there.
Did you have a dust them off first?
Nah, I've never been to Honduras. That
got his wrap.
Really good thing, Doug. I'm not sure they let you in.
They thought they would. I went to Costa Rica one time. They never went in.
Looks like a pretty
there.
Big bull in there. Looks like he's having a hard time getting his legs up on that bull.
25, 30 years ago.
Bull's leaning on him in the chute a little.
I don't think you're over there.
He's
right
giving him a hard time getting his legs in there.
I tell you what, his fishing is great.
All right. I'm about to go over here on the bucket sheet number 8. Big guy out of the Cowboys. A real talented young rookie.
Looks like he's getting up on there. Waiting out of the side of his head. There he goes. Oh, pulled his rope early, but man, is that a hard bucking bull. That bull exploded out of the gate and just blew him off his rope.
I'll tell you what, though, that bull right there is called Risky Business, but that is a big bull. I bet he goes 1,800 pounds.
343, and that
a random
article. I'm sorry, that's
43
Taz right there.
That bull's name is Taz. Also, another Chris Stewart bull, branded number 43, also known as Taz.
I remember him years ago when he first got started. He dang sure put some good herd of bulls together. That was a rank calf. When he comes, that bull that big comes out with that much force and that much speed, believe me. You cannot get
well, it looks like Scott thinks Yama might have broke his ankle. It looks like he's getting ready to splint his foot there. So he's still over there wrapping him up. Get a little bit more comfortable until he can get it taken care of.
And have your mind right.
Let's see, where are they going to the next bull rider here?
75% mental and 25% physical. Your head ain't on right, and they don't think you can ride the bull. 9 times out of 10, you won't ride. I've seen guys that...
Looks like we're coming back down this way to bucket sheet number 5.
Bony-type guys, they had their mind on right. They had the balance. They sit in the middle of them and make them look like a day off.
I'll tell you what, Doug, we're over here with Ty Harris from Arcadia for that tall redhead I was telling you about earlier. This is his re-ride bull, the one he wanted to get on. I told you he'd be about 86, 88 points on this bull.
This is Ty Harris on his re-ride.
Red Manor?
Oh, yeah, I remember this bull. This
bull is Red Manor. This bull is a short go-round bull. Ty had a good ride earlier, just a low-scoring ride.
What is it called?
He's taking his re-ride.
Shake and bake. They call it shake and bake in the PBR. He's got a different name back home.
We are definitely falling for Ty.
He turned some of them cowboys into Krusty Critters.
Oh! Oh, blew his rope right out of the gate.
I tell you what, Ty Harris, he may be second-guessing that re-ride option now, but I tell you what, you can't win first by taking him low scores. He did the right thing. How about it, Ty Harris? You did a good ride there, son. Way to try, cowboy. If cowboy, he does a lot of work with a man named Matt Condor, an old cowboy from Arcadia, rides all the colts and all fours. Great friend of mine, one of the top cowboys back.
That was a good try for Ty. He had to take that re-ride. It was his only chance of getting into the short go. That bull come out.
Cuba.
Exploding out of that gate and just yanking back.
Like an international expedition here tonight, ain't it?
That's right. This cowboy is called, they call him Lester Tejeda. He's from Cuba.
This cowboy is Lester Tejeda from Cuba.
Booty Blues test, but this one is Booty Two.
This is another one of Chris Stewart's bulls, Moody Who, branded 340.
Moody.
Now he's coming out of Buck and Shoot number four.
Moody Who, little bit
Take his wrap.
That's the brother to this bull right here.
Sounds like your wife. Little bit.
Get himself all situated inside the chute. Waiting on him to pull up on his rope. All right, here he goes. He's going to pull up on his rope. We're just waiting for the nod of the head.
Come on, knock him off there.
I better pull one off the head.
All right, there he goes. Here he comes. Oh, very nice. Ow, oh.
Oh,
I don't know how he came off that bull, and that bull came on top of him, but he got up underneath that bull, but he looks to be all right. He's walking around the arena.
Boy, that bull stepped all around that cowboy, never touched him one time. Look at him.
Yeah, he somehow got up underneath that bull, but never got touched. That was... Someone was looking out for him, that's for sure. He was up under that bull, and I don't think he got stepped on.
Hey, I tell you what. That cowboy started a good ride right there. That bull just shook him loose. I tell you, these bulls have got some moves sometimes. They'll shake so fast.
All right, now we're going on to Buck and Shoot number three.
Figure out which way they're going. It's been about 12 years since I've been on bulls. I got a spinal cord injury riding bulls back in 98, but I still do remember. He's riding bulls, buddy. I tell you, you better have your hammer cocked and your powder dry when you nod your head.
Hey, Doug, we're going to go down to a cowboy I know you're familiar with.
All right, rodeo fans, welcome back. We're sorry about the interruptions here, but we're kind of pulling double duty. Just checked with Yama Summerall. He's going to end up going out to get some x-rays on his foot. Doesn't look real good, but I'll tell you what did look good was the fact that he stepped in there for that cowboy and made really good made a good save for that young cowboy, and I know he was real thankful. We're not sure what's going on with the scores or anything like that. We're going to try to catch y'all up. Rodeo fans, if y'all will, stay tuned with us, and we will bring y'all the... looks like Clay McIntyre is going to be the next cowboy. All right, there he goes, out to the left now. Clay's got himself a seat, kind of hop-skipping around to the right. Oh, spinning real hard to the right there by the out gate, and he's got himself a ride. All right, we did know that Ty Harris did get bucked off.
You can't fight, baby.
All right. Weasel out stepping in and filling in for Yama Summerall.
You know something? I got Weasel's wife.
Clay McIntyre got himself a great little rod. Zophel Springs Cowboy. We're going to definitely see him at the SSBR Finals down here.
And she does his laundry later on.
He's been searching, you know. He kind of has been getting standing second place down here at the Port Charlotte Red Man Pro Series Challenge. Every time he comes down, I'll tell you what, this guy gets real, real frustrated. He can't get... the right draws, but this one might be one right here that'll put him back in the short go and give him that opportunity.
He always wins his way out of a bad situation. That's how he got that name.
He's got a little hitch in his giddy up down there. He's ready to go.
10, 12 feet high, cut a back foot, come down on his feet like a dang Siamese cat and keep scratching.
Hey, Doug.
Looks like they may have given him a re-ride.
They gave him a 69 points with an option.
They did give him a 69 with options.
He run over here. The first three ride bull was already loaded.
And
he was on that bull.
He's walked right up there and got his rope on it. He's ready to take it.
Mine for you.
Like I said, rodeo fans, we're not sure what the scores were here, who's in what, but we'll find out for you before the short go. We're going to take a few more breaks right after they get through these re-ride bulls.
Oh, okay. I see.
You see, he's one of your bulls. That's why he's trying to call.
I got three young bulls here tonight, and they've been giving me the hardest time about
I know they did have a... A Brazilian cowboy, Lester Tejada. Boy, I'll tell you what, that bull rider right there, we turn around just in long enough to see that guy get worked over by the bull. And I mean, tell you what, Doug Walker was telling him to get up and run, but, you know, he doesn't speak too much English, and so I think it made it hard for him. But, you know, it's not too hard to interpret a big, you know, 2,000-pound animal coming at you. You kind of know what to do there. That's kind of instinct. But Clay's getting his re-ride bull. He's getting his rope on it, and I'll tell you, he's not wasting any time. He's ready to take it. You know, it's all about momentum down here, and he's feeling pretty good about that ride that he had, but the bull wasn't quite enough. They scored him real low, so they gave him an option for a re-ride, and I'll tell you what, he wasted no time in taking it. He is here for the money. I believe Kenny Hammock is our event leader still with a score of 85. Great ride for that cowboy.
And the fans are welcome to the station tournament as well. That's on the hub.
I know we got 74.5 on a bull rider, but we're not sure who it was, so we'll have to get back with you. We'll find out in the short go for you, or in between the long and the short round, and we'll let you know. In the meantime, we had to split up Yamasumarong. We took care of his ankle there. Looks like they're going to back up this bull. Going to be coming out of bucket shoot number two, and I'm telling you what, this guy's fired up. He's ready to go.
Everyone, just put 20 of them guys on that thing and a keg of beer and go fishing all day long.
Well, you bet.
Just like that one out there.
These guys can't stand to be by themselves. They got to have their buddies along with them to have a good time.
They all signed up. One pontoon boat for everybody.
I like those pontoon boats too.
The way I walk, I stumble a lot.
When I can walk around, if I stumble here
and
stumble there, it don't rock too much. You know what I mean?
It'd be easy to push you out of one of them
too,
Doug.
All right, here we go. Clay McIntyre on his re-rod bull. Going to be on a bull they call D1 Ditto.
6 points off to get him covered.
Ditto, they call it. Does that mean like... Do it again, or back at you, or you remember choose where the action's going to be. Clay McIntyre taking his rerun. Get out of the bear. Get out and ride your bear, Clay. We want to see an 80-some-odd point ride.
All right, there he goes. Calling for the gate. Bulls hard out to the left. And I mean, Clay, oh, he is... brought down hard. He got rocked back on his pockets, and I'll tell you what, just kind of snapped him right out, and he had nothing to hold on to, just pulled his hand right out. Going to be a no score for Clay McIntyre. He is not happy, and I don't blame him.
Here, what am I telling you? These bulls, they grow up to be really muscled up, strong bulls, and get a lot of shortbread bulls and make great bucket bulls. Big, stout, a lot of power. They will.
All right, rodeo fans, looks like we got one more re-ride bull down here.
Well, you don't see Clay McIntyre come down very often, but unfortunately tonight wasn't his night, but he'll be back for another good round. You can bet on that. All right,
who are we sliding down to?
All right. Hey, Doug, we're going to get into Doug Walker's pen of bulls right here.
Oh, it's going to be a Doug Walker pen.
All right, now, hold on now. Don't get too excited.
Okay.
I sold a lot of my top bulls back last Christmas. I'm trying to rebuild my herd. This first bull we got here is just kind of a pasture-raised bull that I picked up a couple days ago from a friend of mine, Tim Lewis, up there at A1 Lawn Service. We're going to see what he can do. He looks the part.
All right.
We'll see what he's got in him. He's kind of fat. He's been eating a lot. Let's see what he can do. Y'all get to yelling loud, clapping your hands loud, he might just turn the crank. Who's the cowboy he's got?
All right, Doug, we got a 2005 chance.
All right. Looks like the next cowboy is going to be Jason Wade from Myakka City. The Myakka City Cowboy, he knows how to get it on. He's going to be on a Doug Walker bull they call Black. Doug said he wasn't even sure himself what this bull was going to do.
I seen this cowboy. Matter of fact, we had a bull bass up in Palmetto, Florida back in September. He was the overall champion for bull bass.
And he did win Doug Walker's deal down at Palmetto, Florida at the Manatee Civic Center. So this guy knows how to get it done.
All right. It is just bull bass. Sometimes when these bulls are new, they don't stand real good. They got to kind of pull the rope back and forth.
Jason trying to get everything situated down there in the chutes.
With a lot of heart, they work their way through that. They don't have to be standing perfect. Sometimes these cowboys will take a nod.
So far, we do know Kenny Hammack is in the lead with a score of 85. B.J. Carter sitting in second with a score of 78. So we do look to see those cowboys in the short go. We got Eli Silver with a score of 75. But we got a score of 74.5. Not sure who the cowboy is, but we'll definitely look to see him in the short go. Still got a few more riders left, though.
They got what they call pine rock, and they put a little saddle sword on there. On their board and their rope, it makes on a cool night, it makes it draw some heat up and get real sticky. They rub it up and down, that rope gets it real sticky where they can hang on to the bull rope. That's what they're doing when they see it rubbing up and down. That's how you folks get more.
All right, Jason Wade, getting ready to take his rap right now. There he goes. He's looking. Not real sure what he's doing. He ain't coming out just yet. Oh, they ended up closing the gate. They ended up having to pull it, close the gate back on him. I mean, they had it open, but that bull just wasn't turning out at all.
Yeah, but they had to go out the plane. Let's start the clock. We got 8 seconds on that rocket.
He must have scared him or something.
Well, that's a firecracker, Doug. Right there.
We're going to name this bull. We haven't even named him yet. But look, I think we're going to call him Radio Red. Well, so, yeah, his color is red. It's a
two-rat
radio. So,
oh, that bull's kind of jumping around in the chute. Not sure if that bull was just asleeping or what.
You know, that cowboy's got to be strong. You see him lift that bull up back there in that bucket chute? There's one hand lifting him right off the ground. Chute number five, Jason Lane, is a very accomplished bull rider. He's been
to
the PPR.
All right, looks like they're going to end up sliding down to another bucket chute here.
Riding from the country, and he has run some good bulls and knows how to run
much. Yeah, they're going to end up trying to get this bull to stand up just right in there so Jason can get down on him.
Very good bull, a little bit moody up under the one of those top championship bulls.
All right, Doug, we got next bull rider here is Bobby Wayne Keaton, RCA rider. Had some injuries, had a shoulder, he had a surgery on his shoulder, now he's back.
Wayne Keaton is going to be the next cowboy.
All right, the good Wayne Keaton.
Wayne Peden's going to be from Okeechobee, Florida. He's going to be on another one of Doug Walker's. They call him Sambo. All right, there he goes. He's up on his rope. Real small bull. Bull's kind of hop, skipping around. Oh, yeah, just kind of jumping down the arena, and Wayne's got himself a seat on that bull. He wasn't going nowhere.
Hey, now I told you he was a little boy. He's only a 3-year-old. He weighs 1,000 pounds. But he's got a few.
Real small little deal, but he was bucking hard, just kind of hop skipping. They couldn't get him to turn back right there. Good job for Wayne Peden, though. We're going to see what the score is coming in. See if it'll be enough to get him back to the short go.
Let's see why they got some score on that last bull. Ball to five. Come on, Sambo. Yeah, look at it.
All right, there he goes. Right back there to the back pen. Doug's giving the other stock contractors a hard time. He says he knows his bulls know right where that outgate is. They know where to go.
Sambo.
All right.
All right.
Looks like Jason Wade.
Number shoe number five again. Jason Wade.
The Mica City Cowboy. He's got a lot of fans down there in Port Charlotte. Wayne Peden scored 66.
All right, Cowboy.
All right. Jason Wade. Oh. Not sure what happened there. It looks like the bull kind of spun around and then laid down.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't come out.
Tell you what, we never even saw Jason. We never even saw Jason have a chance with him. That's going to be another re-ride there.
Look there, that bull's only been out one time and he already knows how to go back.
Oh, yeah, Doug Walker really giving them other stock contractors a hard time now, as he should. I'll tell you what, he said that bull's only been bucked one time and knows straight where the outgate is.
All right, sorry about that, cowboy. I wish you could have got out on that bull. All right, this next pair. And son, I told you about it. It's a grandson out of the great world champion multiple.
All right, here we go. We talked a lot about this cowboy, Justin Walker.
World champion multiple. This world's greatest name is Warpath.
A25 is his brand. A25 is going to be another Doug Walker brand.
Cowboy's going to try his hand at and bear out.
Justin Walker knows how to make some rides. He's on a roll here lately, but he's on a rank bull. This bull's the son of Panhandle Slim. All right, bull's trying to come out backwards. They're able to close the gate on him.
He's not looking at the gate. He's having to back out on him and take the cowboy.
We're going to try to get him to look here.
You don't want that.
You can
lose.
All right, there he goes. Out to the left, and I mean hard to the right. And
right.
Justin not able to make that corner. And I mean he was out of there in a hurry.
Come back 9-0. That bull's got a good future ahead of him.
Right. Yes, sir. I'd have to agree with Doug Walker over there. That bull right there is looking stout.
All right, I think we got one re-ride coming up, or two.
We'll see that one later on down the road for
outside. There you go.
There is no doubt. Looks like they're loading up one more re-ride bull here.
There's another bull that stood out to stand for an hour and a half. I told them I had him trained, but they just wasn't looking at him right. They were out of shoes in my bowl over there, and they wouldn't go back. There we go. All right, looking down to the bottom. All right. We got a couple
of re-rides,
is that correct?
They're loading up those re-rides there.
Well, Doug, I'm waiting on the judges to decide what to do with that. I'm not sure what he did here to bucket you, whether he hits him or what. I'm not going to make a call on that.
Hey, this is Weasel with the SSBR Bullfighter Finals, last 3 years in a row. You're listening to MakingEight.com.
Well, I couldn't tell. It didn't look like you hit him at all.
All right, rodeo fans.
Sammy go out here says he didn't see anything. So when you know the rules, you don't see it. Well, it didn't happen, right?
Well, I'm not a judge.
Neither judge is saying they seen anything.
What were I, Jason?
Neither one of these judges.
They're still loading up these bulls down there.
Unfortunately,
you didn't
see it. Can't call it. All right. It's like the World Series happened like four times.
Not sure what they're saying down there. It looks like Carl and Doug Walker has got
a few rerides up. We got Wayne Payton. He's going to be on.
All right, we got two more rides.
Bill.
Looks like those guys are going back and forth there, trying to figure out what was going on with Justin Walker and whether or not he actually had a rewrite option or not. Wayne Peden is going to be the next Cowboy up for a rewrite.
Stay around the best you get to come.
They will be bringing six back to the short round, rodeo fans. When we do take a break, and we are sorry about what's been going on. We, you know, pulling that double, triple duties. Had to go over and take a look at Yama, get him wrapped up, ready to go. He's going to go get some x-rays on that.
Well, at least we got good weather out here tonight. Not too cold, not too hot, just right.
I'll tell you what, we're gonna take a little break because we gotta load some of these re-ride bulls up. There's nothing we can do about that. Sorry, folks, we're gonna take just about a 10-minute break. We load these bulls back in here, and we'll get to the re-ride bulls.
All right, rodeo fans, it looks like they're gonna break down and load up some more of these re-ride bulls, and then they'll get into the short go action. So, rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. Get a grip. We're making8.com. We'll be right back.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Up the trailer to the pickup truck and drive off through the night. Truck stop food and crisp adieu, yeah, it's big show time. They come rolling in hell bent to win, yeah, they draw a number and wait. Say a prayer, throw their hand in the air, the second they open the gate, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stitch it up. On the ride, counting those seconds down. It seems like two lifetimes when you're bucking and tossing around. But there's a buckle waiting at the end of the night, enough money to make the next show. And a winning day is worth the pain. And even though you're healing slow, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stick it up. Now hang on. Yellow jacket is my name, and hurting cowboys is why I came.
are rolling on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back.
I'm drooling out my nose and digging in the dirt now. I'm thinking about the next cowboy I'm gonna knock down. I'm reindeer dipping, ain't no Christmas coming early. Heard you're riding good, but that really don't concern me. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back.
On a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back. On your back.
Fans, this is Ty Harris with Making 8 Radio on Making8.com.
This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowd, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. For infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stomped, and couldn't win it. Got myself back up.
I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know what's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, fall out for the moment. Parks Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard.
Go ahead. So go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service.
I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, stomped, and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bear down, and
go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on.
So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious.
here.
All right, rodeo fans, welcome back. Making Eight Alive from Port Charlotte, Florida, with the Southern States Bull Riding. And we are going back to some re-ride bulls here. We've got a couple of them here. We did find out David Cash, they called him Crash Cash, scored 74.5 on his bull. I believe that's going to set him back to about fourth place right now, but we still have some re-ride bulls here.
Again, bull right here, Snake, jumped down here, just gets it on. Jumped out there, blows up there, the guy. Chris Stewart's going to come out of his pants back here, jumping all over me about what I just said.
Looks like Jason Wade's going to get the first re-ride.
Huh?
Going to be coming out of Buck and Shoot number 7.
Little dude, I said this bull's a little inconsistent, so the owner got mad at me back here.
In the hot land. Well, inconsistent ain't exactly a bad thing. Sometimes he's frank, sometimes he's double rank. So what's the big deal? Sometimes he can be 85, sometimes he can be 95. It's all good, it's all good.
All right, rodeo fans, here we go.
I
want to remind y'all, we will be live.
A lot better than he really is, you know.
In 2 weeks in Fort Myers, Florida, with the Southern States Bull Riding and Diamond W Rodeo Productions, Doug Walker is going to be down there with Rob Smets and Ross Hill, world champion bullfighters. Rob Smets, 5-time world bullfighting champion.
Best bucking bull at the finals in 07, I believe.
Ross Hill, 2008 freestyle World Freestyle Bullfighting Champion.
Are we talking about Snake? This little Snake right here.
Oh, yeah. 21, right?
21 Snake was the bucket bowl of the finals in 2007.
Yeah, I remember that. We had our finals down in Davie, Florida that year, and he was the bucket bowl of the year that year. Frontal, Doll Face Bull.
Not real sure, but looks like they have the short go bulls loaded up. And they're going to be going to those pretty quick. I know they're going to take a short break, rodeo fans. We'll let y'all get back into some bull riding music. Hopefully you've been entertained enough for us to bring the action to you live. We're sorry about all the issues we've run into, but hey, that's the life of the rodeo, you know.
November 21st at Lee Civic Center. You can call, go on, log on to LeeCivicCenter.com. Or call down there and they'll hook you up with your ticket. It's going to be one of the best shows this side of the Mississippi for a long time.
All right. Here we go. Oh, rounded or left. And I mean just getting it, not able to make that corner. Jason Wade brought down.
He missed Judy Mendez in there.
I'll tell you what, though, when that bull found that spot, he sure did come around and blow up in the air like that.
I tell you, that bull bucked a lot better than what he did 2 years ago, in my opinion. That, he really bucked and turned it on right there. That cowboy got behind.
Going to be a no score for Jason Wade.
I tell you, these bulls.
Tough night for that cowboy. Couldn't get out on the first time on his first bull. Second time they went to him, he bull kind of started to come around backwards and laid down. Wayne Peden's going
to
be the next cowboy.
All right, this is going to be the last rider to see in the first round, correct?
This is the last bull rider before we go to our championship round.
All right, folks, y'all stick around. Don't run off. Get you something to drink or a snack to eat, because we're going to draw these short round bulls and come back with the best of all. See who's going to walk away with the championship tonight. Pocket full of money and a smile on your face.
All right, rodeo fans, tell you what, while we are taking our break, here goes Wayne right now. Oh, brought over the front of him. Bull hooking him now. Bullfighters getting in there. Good job for Brian, Adrian, and Weasel. I'll tell you what, Wayne Peden needs to go over and thank them cowboys because that bull was getting ready to camp out over him. And we're talking about he brought a sleeping bag and pillow for him.
I'm looking at him. He looks all right.
Wayne able to get up and get out of there all right.
That bull rider right there.
All right, rodeo fans, while we're away taking our break, we're going to slide over and check on the PBR, see if we can't talk a little bit about it when we come back. We're going to find out who's coming back in the short go and what they've got. Rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Hey, this is Carl Saletti with the Southern States Bull Riding. You're listening to the SSBR on Making 8.
Sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up. Ragweed's rocking on the radio.
My wife and a girlfriend somewhere alone.
along the way. But I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind.
Son of a gun. Now who keeps a pike? Get out behind, shoot number one. Who was riding high till a pretty girl rode him to the ground? Any kid knows where to find me. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. In the riding and the roping, I was closing in on number one. Now in dreams at night I ride on that silver saddle I never won. Since she left me the whiskey, takes me to the rodeo grounds, where the cowboys think I'm handy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. I could ride them all, the bulls and the Bronx knew I was boss. But the ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown, the crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. My painted smile into a frown. The crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown.
I'm a chicken fry, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right,
and the radio. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, for light to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eye, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, a light to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, touch of a precious child, and no mother's love. I thank God for my life, for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who died, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, a light to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love.
See me run.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Port Charlotte, Florida, making eight alive, and we're covering the SSBR and the Red Man Pro Series Challenge. We're getting ready for the short go-round action. We got coming in, Kenny Hammock with a score of 85, has Little Bit Moody. Coming out, we've got B.J. Carter with a score of 78. He's going to be on Spurbank.
Then we got, Little Bit
Moody. Wild on down, we've got Eli Silva's got X3 Print. Going to slide on down. It looks like not real sure who the next next rider is. We know that Wagner Luciana has 303 Pac-Man. We're going to see what he can do.
This is the elite cream of the crop. When it comes to the bucket
bowl. Looks like we're waiting on David Cass to see what he has.
In the nation, and all we got here tonight is in
showdown. Not real sure who he drew, but we'll find out here momentarily. Rodeo fans, while we're away, we promise you we'd find out who is doing what right now. We're a little bit behind, but we know that Cody Nance and Aaron Roy were tied with an 89 and a quarter.
We got a 50-50.
Still looking to see what Caleb Sanderson can do.
Y'all get your tickets out. 50-50 tickets and the raffle.
Caleb's drawn a bull they call out of the blue. Should be a good little bull for him. We're going to see what he can do. We're going to talk about it Sunday when we're back on the ranch, rodeo fans. We'll also cover all the action here from the Southern States bull riding. Looks like we got our first cowboy down there. I believe that's going to be B.J. Carter.
The winner gets half of the total.
B.J. on a bull they call Spurbank. Not real sure what this bull is about. Haven't seen him just yet. First time we're going to see him in the short round here. I'll tell you what, I can't wait to get back to the house, pop up and watch a little bit of the PBR bull riding action. Round six for the PBR finals going on right now.
Or if you don't have kids, you can also get a quilt instead. Handmade quilt. So it's your choice.
Tell you what, they got some ranked bulls down there. We saw J.B. Mooney draw Chester on the first night, make a great little ride. Cody Lostro has him tonight. We're going to see what he can do.
All right, the raffle for the raffle tickets, the number is 644060. Do we have anybody with that ticket? You got a winner? All right, come on down around here.
Hey, Doug, we're going to go down here to bucket shoot number three, I think.
All right, bucket shoot number three, B.J. Carter.
We're going to draw the 50-50 drawing.
This is one of them rides that could be big points out here.
B.J. Carter coming into the short round with a score of 78, sitting in second place. All right, there he goes, out to the left, real hard, back around to the right. Oh, spinning real hard, dropping down low. B.J. staying with him. Oh, he's at the buzzer. Not sure what the judges are going to say, but that looked to me like an eight-second ride.
See whether he made it or not.
That's going to be pretty darn close right there. We got a thumbs up from one side. All right, we got ourselves a score for B.J. Carter. Great way to start this short round. First cowboy out, going to make two rides tonight. That's going to put him in first place for right now.
All right, we had a winner for a check. Now we're going to do the drawing for the 50-50. Do anybody bought 50-50 tickets come out while these cowboys, while these judges are...
He does.
Yeah.
Surprisingly enough, we got a score real quick.
All right, here we go.
Calculator.
Amazing.
82.5 points for B.J. Carter.
82.5 on that ride, accompanied with a 78 points on his first ride. What's that total up?
I'll tell you.
Yeah. All right, here goes our next call, boy. Out to the left now. Oh, gets stepped on there.
David Cash. The news was coming out, Carl. They slipped one by me.
I'm sorry about that. That's,
David Cash. They call him Crash Cash. Let me tell you, they got stepped on there, but he was able to get up and get out all right.
David Cash is leaving this arena without one cut on his body and broken bone or anything. That's something to be said.
All right. Going to be bucked off in the short round, 74 and a half. That's not going to be enough to get him into the money, I don't believe.
725-330. Do we have a winner? 725-330.
All right, we're going to try to follow up here, find out what's going on. Sir Patrick and Luke Snyder are going to be the next riders that we see up here.
50-50 drawing.
Skeeter Kingsolver had a Bull Little Juicy and scored an 86 and a half.
3-0.
Enough to put him in ninth place, tied with Casey Hayes.
All right, we only had $86 for the 50-50. The winner gets $43. All right, we don't have anybody claiming that ticket. We're going to do another drawing.
All right.
The next drawing,
looks like they're going to be sliding down the buck and shoot number seven. Maybe eight there. Actually, I do believe that is the buck and shoot number eight down there on the other side of the arena.
You got $43. All right, how many tickets you bought, but you got $43 coming back. Thanks a lot.
There she is, right there, your winner.
All right. Thank you very much, folks, for buying these tickets. All right, Carl, where are we going to the next bull rider to work for him?
Looks like we're going to go to him. Rodson Bueno from Brazil, a bull.
Rodson Bueno is going to be the next cowboy.
Babysitter.
They call this bull 331 babysitter.
He's going to come on later into the year. He's one of the bulls that does have a chance to win Bucking Bull of the Year.
Rodson Bueno came in with a score of 71.
87, 88 points on this bull. He's that good. You'll see right here in a minute. He won't hide any wrong, I promise.
Cowboy Rodson Bueno was 71 on his first bull. Let's see what he had to it for the second bull. They take the first ride, add it to the second one, they pay on the average. They total them up, they pay on the total. So the highest combined score was
right now, B.J. Carter sitting in first place. Luke Snyder made a ride on Sir Patrick. We're seeing 85 and three quarters. Caleb Sanderson's out next. All right, here comes Rodson. Almost headbutted the bull. Bull kind of jumped out there now, spinning tight to the right. Away from his hand, now back around to the left. Rodson going to be the second rider to make two qualified rides.
They got some try here tonight, bearing down, making some very good lines.
All right, great job for that cowboy.
That bull got real flat there towards the end, kind of had him off in there a little bit, and that cowboy bearing down and really showed you what a real bull rider is supposed to do.
All right, we're pulling for the Florida Cowboy, the Kissimmee Cowboy. Caleb Sanderson actually had the opportunity to ride against this guy down there at the Jack Power Rodeos.
But I got to go over here. Talk to the judges for a little bit. They're going to get together, add up on their fingers and toes and see what we got.
All right, they're tallying up the scores for Rodson Bueno. The Brazilian cowboy was on a bull they call 331 babysitter.
Wait just a bit because we're going to have another bull ride coming up here. I'm going to tell you what that other score was after Wagner Luciano, your current.
Wagner Luciano is going to be the next cowboy. He's going to be on a bull they call 303
Pac-Man. 303 Pac-Man. That's right, one Chris Stewart's bull.
What a Peace River Rodeo bucking bull.
Get this cowboy right here when it comes to holding on to
the bull. 72 points on his first qualified ride. Come on.
Wagner comes in with a score of 72.
Carter's winning on two bulls. There's 160 on two bulls.
BJ Carter, the current leader, with a score of 160 and a half. All right, there he goes. Out hard. Back around to the left. In there's hand. Wagner's got himself a seat. Oh, yeah, he's got himself a great little ride. Oh, back against the chute, and he is excited. Great job, Wagner Luciano. And I'll tell you what, that may be enough to get him in for the new lead. Wagner Luciano, great job for that cowboy. He's the 2009 championship champion going into the final for a reason.
Judges are tallying up the score.
This should be a big one, rodeo fans. He came in with a score of 72. We're going to see if it's going to be enough.
He really showed me that athletic ability on that drive.
All right, I'm over here with the judges. Now, we're going to have to go to Rodson Bueno's ride first until he's got a 81.5 on Rodson Bueno.
81.5 for Rodson Bueno.
How about this? 85.
85 for Wagner Luciano.
For Wagner Luciano. The current leader right there.
All right, we got 72 on the first ride.
85 for Wagner.
How about Kenny Hammock right here?
Kenny Hammock's going to be the next cowboy.
157 on Tuesday. That puts him in second place now, officially behind DJ Carter. All right.
Wagner's going to be in second place with a 157. Kevin McKeeman's going to be the next. I stand corrected. Kenny Hammock.
No doubt in my mind. Gotta be at least in the 90s if he gets his bull cover. Watch this, folks. You don't want. This is one of the rankings.
It'll be on a bull they call Little Bit Moody. This bull is in contention for Bull of the Year. Kenny knows how to get it done, though. He's on a roll. Come in with a score of 85. There he goes. Out to the left. Back around to the right now. Oh, Kenny not able to make that corner on him. Bull come around, and I mean, he jumped out and right back around to the right. Kenny not able to stay with him. He's going to leave here tonight with a score of 85.
How about that?
That's it, quite a way, but about 1,200 at most, and he knows what his job is.
All right. Here we go. Rodeo fans, it just came in. Caleb Sanderson with a score of 89 on Out of the Blue. That's going to make him 3 for 6. Wasn't able to make a qualified ride in the first three rounds last weekend, but started getting it together. Came back Thursday and is 3 for 3. Great job for Caleb Sanderson, one of the Florida Cowboys. 2008 World SSPR champion down here.
Eli Silva
is going to be the last cowboy up tonight.
This is the highest kicking bull in the pen.
He's on a bull they call X3 Prince.
Straight over his head. I'll see some still scouts this bull. He's going to be straight up over his head first jump out. The kick right over Winslow's head, which is about 2'3" tall. Right here.
All right, here we go. Eli Silva comes in with a score of 75. Right now, B.J. Carter is your event leader with a score of 160. Wagner Luciano, I believe, sitting in second with a score of 157.
This is the part I was telling you about. Get loud, get crazy.
All right, here we go. Eli Silva.
75 in his first score. Come on, let's see what we can add.
Bull's going to be out to the left. And, I mean, he has some kick to him.
This is the last one of the night. Let's hear some balls. Let's hear some quick jumps. Come on.
Oh, there he goes. Real hard jump. Back around both ways and back around to the left. Not able to make the corner. Eli Silva is going to be brought down. B.J. Carter is going to be your event winner with a score of 160. Great job for him. Wagner Luciano in second with a score of 157. followed by Robson Bueno with a score of 152.5. Great job for them. Great job for the SSBR. I want to thank Doug Walker, our announcer tonight. Also want to thank Brian Adrian and Yama Summerall, our bullfighters. Yama on his way down to the hospital is going to go get some x-rays done. And we want to send our prayers and thoughts out to him. Wish him well and a fast recovery. Hopefully he'll be able to get ready for the finals. Rodeo fans, we want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight. Like we said, the action has just came in. Brian Cantor, Cody Nance, and Aaron Roy all sitting in a tie for first place right now with an 89.25. Brian Cantor made his ride on Frosty. Caleb Sanderson sitting right behind him with an 89 on the bull he had tonight. Let me tell you, these guys are getting it done. We're going to get back home and finish watching the final round, round six of the PBR finals. November 21st is when we're going to be live with the SSBR covering Doug Walker's deal. Can't wait to meet up with him, Rob Smets, Ross Hill. It's going to be one heck of a good show. Rodeo fans, want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight. Make sure you check on the MakingEight.com website and find out when we're going to be back on the ranch Sunday afternoon. Immediately following the finals, we will be live. We're going to be taking your calls. We'll talk any of the action that we've had, that we've covered tonight, and try to get an update on you on Yama Summerall. We'll also catch up with you and talk to the PBR final action. Until then, rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. Get a grip with MakingEight.com.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight. And all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this funny leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride. Pandora's box lost the fight for Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally rode blueberry wine. So tonight hurting on the hammer. And J-Dub, your heart's girlfriend, sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his trough clear, got him standing for the hometown Louisiana crowd. And
Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Leopard's playing the after party again. Well, old Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's fine. We got Sonny Leopard playing the after party. And fun.